Well, hello guys, how are you tonight? Well, this is Friday night and I've got a couple of news items. Well, you know what news items I usually get. And of course it's the brown bottle night for me. And of course I'll put the links to the news items below if you want to take a closer look at them. We're gonna start off with a sad one. And it's from the country Thailand. And it's about a mother who has two adopted children very young. And they called her Bleach Mum. Because basically she poisoned her children to get them sick so she could get online donations, which she did get. Think about it, guys. How could any human do this to two young children, especially adopted? They probably had a bad life before they got to her. And unfortunately the young girl died. I'm not sure about the boy. He's not very well, though. She actually put poison in their food for a very, very long time. But Thailand hasn't got the same laws as other countries, and she has been sentenced to death. She was found out because she took the little boy to the hospital saying he had an allergic reaction, but the hospital weren't stupid, and they checked a few things. And I can't really fathom her motivation. Is it to give suffering, or is it money? And it looks to me like it's probably just money. It's amazing what femons will do just for money. This is a very sad story. For some reason, a lot of femons seem to like to see suffering or cause suffering and pain. Of course, this is by no means the only story like this, is it? Some femons make their children sick just to get attention. And it's amazing that this story actually is in the paper because it makes femons look bad. And you hardly ever get a story like that. It's usually men that are bad and femons are just these fantastic princesses, aren't they? Well, she was sentenced to death in Thailand, but what happens if it happens in this country? What do they get then? They would be put in sort of a psycho place and probably be cared for as if she was the victim. Frankly, myself, I don't give a damn what happens to her. It kind of makes me think also of paternity fraud. It's a lot more widespread than anybody really knows. And when you think about it, how can one human being tell the man that this is his child when they know full well it isn't, or they have a good suspicion it isn't? And they can keep that lie going until their grave sometimes. They're usually only found out by an accident. But in reality, she's destroying two lives. The man's, or the husband, or the boyfriend, and the child's. And if they lie about that sort of thing, then they're going to lie about anything and everything. Of course, there's evil men in the world too. But I've never seen evil when it's in a femon so much. It kind of reminds me of the cat or whatever when it catches a mouse. It's as if it plays with it and doesn't kill it immediately. It's almost as if it wants to see it suffer and be in pain. Anyway, let's lighten things up a bit, for Christ's sake, yes? It's a Friday night, you know. Anyway, you know when you think you can never find this miracle femon? This one that you know is the one for you. And she's almost perfect in every way. Well, I think I've found her. And you guys can read 'em and weep. Because here she is. Oh, yes, that's almost perfect. Now, apparently this femon has the fattest vagina in the world. How they know that, I have no idea. Okay, I'm going to be honest. To be honest, this is probably the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Everything is just way over the top too much, including her lips on her mouth. Oh yes, and the bright orange hair really tops it off, doesn't it? And she's got quite a selection of tattoos as well. And of course, she's had loads of operations to create this. I wonder how she can even walk. And I can't for the life of me wonder how they get all this money together to pay for all that. I mean, to me, this is so hideous, it's unbelievable. I didn't read too much of this story because the picture alone tells me it's just not going to be worth it. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think of this femon. Is she your type? But this femon seriously must have a lot of mental issues, I would say. Wouldn't you? And moving on to another femon with mental issues. There's a femon that's a sexpert. And I told you mostly all femons were these sexperts and all these new names. How they became a sexpert, I don't know. I could be one, I suppose. If you have sex once, are you a sexpert, or do you have to have it twice? I don't know. But anyway, she says, as being a sexpert, because you know she's a professional, she says there's many objects in the home that femons can use as a vibrator. Lots of different things. And I'm looking at the shaving foam can I've got up on the shelf. I think that could be used. Well, you could use mostly anything, can't you? But how even think of this and to write it down? I mean, Jesus. Also, I've got a baseball bat in the cupboard. That could be used, I suppose. But for any person to sit down and actually think of these things is definitely not a sexpert. She's mentally ill. But having said that, I'm looking at all the holes in my room and my house to see if there's anywhere I can stick my dick. So, therefore, I must be a sexpert myself, wouldn't you say? Now, here's another story that proves one thing. Males to a femon are just not important at all, because it's all about the femon, not the man. I guess his femon was going with a man for about 4 years or so or something. They planned to get married, and it was all set up, and the wedding day was here. But the man wasn't. I guess he got cold feet, or sobered up, or smartened up, because he never showed. So the femon went ahead with the wedding anyway without the man, and she said she had a great time. Which proves that the man doesn't have to be at the wedding day, because it's all about the femon. She could just send a letter to him to sign this piece of paper, and that would be good enough. Because that's what it's all about anyway, signing the piece of paper that all your stuff is now mine. But let's face it, have you heard anything more ridiculous than this? And wherever that man is, he must think to himself, my God, I dodged the bullet there. But she had a great time anyway at the wedding. Not sure what she's going to do about the honeymoon, though, if you know what I mean. Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of objects in the household that she could use, you know. You see, guys, femon nature, all on show. The media can't spin it all, can it? Let's hope the truth is getting through to you young men out there. For most femons, men are just a stepping stone, that's all. They can't have any real feelings for anybody else, even their children, because they love themselves far too much. And by the look of this femon in the wedding picture there, well, let's just say she's not my type. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening, and I'm just going to get myself another brown bottle, and on the way I'm going to have a look for some holes in the walls, or any hole will do me. And this is just a personal thing for me, but MGTOW TV seems to be getting slightly worse. I can't tell whether I'm on BitChute or MGTOW TV just of late. Of course, that could be just me. But anyway, I'd like to see the MGTOW TV continue, and as such, I have tried to donate something to MGTOW TV. You take it easy, fellas. I may make another one tonight. You may be that unlucky. Who knows? Take it easy.